This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. The man accused of killing two people at a University of Colorado, Colorado Springs dorm will undergo a competency evaluation. Nicholas Jordan's attorneys say they're concerned about his mental state. The 25-year-old's accused of shooting and killing Celie Rain Montgomery and Samuel Knopp last month. A bill to ban so-called assault weapons is getting its first hearing at the Statehouse today. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The measure defines an assault weapon as a semi-automatic rifle that uses detachable magazines and has one of a number of features, including a pistol grip or barrel shroud. People would no longer be allowed to sell or transfer those weapons, but gun owners who already have these types of firearms would still be allowed to keep them. Supporters say the goal is to reduce gun deaths by lowering the number of assault weapons in circulation. Opponents argue a ban would infringe on Second Amendment rights without increasing public safety. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Providers and others who work in Colorado's health system are trying to provide care for new immigrants. As many as 40,000 new arrivals have come to Denver since last year. The city estimates perhaps half have stayed. Jim Garcia is CEO of Tepeyac Community Health Center in Denver.
They're coming with even less support and resources than your typical immigrant family.
Denver Health says ER visits went up by 10% in the fall.